I was first introduced to ePortfolios in my English 101 course in my second semester at a community college in New York City. I thought that building it would be the most difficult, but I quickly discovered that content would be what I had to think most about. What and why would I want to include in this ePortfolio? It wasn't until much later that I realized my instructor's approach was effective. She encouraged us to have an introductory page about ourselves and to document assignments for her course. The main audience for these ePortfolios, she told us, was her. These questions about who I am and what I want to show in this ePortfolio have stayed with me over the years, even as I transitioned to my role of helping other students build their own ePortfolios. The evolving ePortfolio scholarly work has given us the language and tools to foster a culture of ePortfolio and to deepen our practice across programs and disciplines, following those principles that I was first introduced to back in my early years in college. One key aspect of our work is reflective practice. We use reflection as an approach to help students in their first year in college to think about career choices, connect on-campus experiences with what they learn in the classroom, and document academic work that they can showcase to an outside audience. We value this approach in our ePortfolio practice because it sets students on the path towards graduation.